This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As protests and arrests continue on college campuses nationwide over Israel's war on Hamas and Gaza, tensions remain high. Police today have been arresting students on the campus of the University of Texas in Austin and at Columbia in New York. Students are being suspended for refusing to disperse from a student encampment there. Most of the student demonstrations have been peaceful, decrying Israel's killing of Palestinian civilians, though scuffles have broken out between the protesters and Israel supporters. There have also been protests at Cal Poly in Humboldt. Senior Zachary Meyer, who's Jewish, says he supports peaceful protests.
This is all just a call for peace. And I think if anyone is calling for the death of someone, they're either backed up against the wall or not speaking on behalf of the core of this protest.
Many of the student demonstrators are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel. Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off a swing state tour in Atlanta with 6 months until Election Day. As WABE Sam Greenglass explains, Harris is looking to engage a key constituency, black voters.
Harris highlighted efforts to close the racial wealth gap, bolster minority entrepreneurship, and stitch together black communities like Atlanta's Sweet Auburn that were decimated by urban renewal.
Yes, everybody wants a job, and President Joe Biden and I are very proud that in our administration we have brought black unemployment down to historic lows. But that's a baseline. We also are focused on creating opportunity for people to build wealth.
The tour heads next to Detroit. Black voters in Michigan and Georgia helped propel Biden to victory in 2020, but any turnout dip could endanger Democrats' efforts to defend these states. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
8 officers were shot today in Charlotte, North Carolina during a standoff involving U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. 3 U.S. Marshals were killed, according to Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings. Tesla stock popped up today after Elon Musk's surprise trip to China ended with a win. Tesla, along with 5 Chinese automakers, securing approval that could allow the company to roll out its full self-driving software. NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports.
Tesla's software requires close human oversight. Regulators were outraged by the misleading name, and Tesla's now calling it full self-driving, parentheses, supervised. Musk's goal is full self-driving, full stop. Supervised self-driving makes money as an expensive feature. Musk sees more money in robo-taxis. Much more. Here he is on a recent earnings call.
It might be the biggest asset value appreciation in history when you can do unsupervised full self-driving.
China is Tesla's second largest market, so Musk's unannounced trip was already significant. Add a step forward for autonomy and stock closed up 15% over Friday.
You're listening to NPR. A federal appeals court has ruled a refusal by West Virginia and North Carolina to cover certain health care for transgender individuals with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The Richmond, Virginia-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issuing an 8-6 ruling in the case involving gender-affirming care by North Carolina's state employee health plan and West Virginia Medicaid. Both states appealed separate lower court rulings that found the denial of gender-affirming care to be both discriminatory and unconstitutional. When it comes to amber, or fossilized tree resin, Lebanon is a special place. The country is home to at least 450 outcrops of amber from the early Cretaceous period, which, as science reporter Ari Daniel explains, was an important time in Earth's history.
Our planet was different 130 million years ago. Danny Azar is a paleontologist at the Lebanese University.
It was a tropical climate with very humid, dense, and dark forest.
Made up of ferns and conifers and teeming with dinosaurs and insects, this was the moment when flowering plants first arose, transforming the world into the one we know today, filling it with pollen, an abundant new food source that insects evolved to consume. The 500 pounds of amber that Azar's collected across Lebanon over the years come from this critical time.
It's a gift.
Especially when the amber contains fragments of plants and insects from the early Cretaceous period, giving us a window into the past. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.